Revolut hits, 115B valuation. Now Europe's most valuable private firm, Revolut, has been valued at $115 billion in a secondary share sale, making it Europe's most valuable private company. According to a Wall Street Journal report circulated by CoinMarketCap on July 23, 2026, the figure comes from existing shareholders selling stock rather than a new fundraising round, which means the price reflects what buyers were willing to pay for shares already in circulation. The jump matters, because Revolut is not a pure bank or a pure exchange. It sits between the two. The company runs current accounts, card issuance, stock trading, and a crypto arm that lets users buy, hold, and spend digital assets. A $115 billion mark puts it ahead of several publicly traded European lenders that have operated for more than a century. A secondary sale, not a fresh round. The distinction between a secondary sale and a primary raise is worth holding on to. In a primary round, a company issues new shares and takes the cash onto its balance sheet. In a secondary sale, early investors and employees sell their existing stock to new buyers, and the company itself receives nothing. The $115 billion tag is therefore a read on demand for Revolut equity, not a capital injection. That demand tells its own story. Secondary buyers are usually late-stage funds and institutions that want exposure before an eventual listing, paying up for a stake with no liquidity date. Attached signals, confidence that Revolut can keep growing revenue and eventually go public at or above this level. It also gives long-tenured staff a way to cash out some paper gains without waiting for an IPO. The crypto and card angle Revolut's crypto business is part of what buyers are pricing in. The app has offered in-app crypto trading for years and has pushed into stablecoin infrastructure, positioning itself against both traditional banks and dedicated crypto platforms. Its cards let users spend from fiat balances, and its crypto features sit inside the same account, which lowers the friction between holding an asset and moving money. That model overlaps with the dedicated crypto cards market spend node Trax, though the two are not identical. Standalone crypto card providers, such as those offering cashback rewards or spending straight from a self-custody wallet, compete on native crypto features, non-custodial design, and reward rates. Revolut competes on breadth, one app for banking, investing, and crypto, with the crypto piece as a feature rather than the whole product. A $115 billion valuation reshapes that competitive picture. Dedicated crypto card firms have raised at far smaller numbers. Crypto.com, for reference, was recently marked at a $20 billion valuation after a Citadel Securities investment. Revolut's scale gives it deeper pockets for licensing, compliance, and geographic expansion, all of which are the hard parts of running card programs across borders. Regulation and reach. Part of the valuation reflects Revolut's regulatory progress. The company secured a full banking license in the United Kingdom, its home market, and has been extending its licensed footprint elsewhere. It recently won a full banking license in Australia with a $280 million commitment, one of the harder approvals to obtain in a developed market. Banking licenses matter for a crypto-adjacent business because they change what the company can do with customer money. A licensed bank can hold deposits directly, lend, and offer insured accounts rather than relying on partner banks. For a firm that also handles crypto, that regulatory standing can make it easier to keep card and crypto services running when rules tighten. It is the kind of moat that a $115 billion buyer would factor in. There is a counterweight. A high private valuation set through a secondary sale is not the same as a market price tested by public trading. Late-stage marks can compress fast if growth slows or if a listing price is below expectations, a pattern seen across fintech over the past few years. The $115 billion number is a snapshot of private demand as of late July 2026, not a guaranteed floor, TED.